And welcome to Glacier Bear Basketball. This is Lyle Huffman. I'm on the road with the Haines Glacier Bears. You can hear the announcer in the background here for the Haines Glacier Bears. They'll be introducing Kaylee Swinton will start for the Glacier Bears. She's a 6-foot sophomore. She hustles down to the other end of the court. Cecilia Bauer wearing number 32. She's a 5'4" junior for the Glacier Bears. And Grace Jones wearing number 30. She's a 5'5" senior. And senior guard wearing number 3, Libby Jacobson. She's a 5'1" senior.
And
wearing number 4, is Serena Badgley. She's a 5'5" senior. So we've got some seniors on the court for the Glacier Bears. And that'll be Libby Jacobson, Grace Jones, and Serena Badgley. And for the Haines Glacier Bears, they're sitting to my right. And we're sitting up on the stage. Now, the Metlakatla Mischiefs. This is opening Region 5 2A basketball for both of these teams. It's the opening game to the season. And wearing number 12, starting is Faith Gray. She's a 5'3" sophomore. And wearing number 25, Haley Smith. She's a 5'3" freshman. Rounding out the other three starters now for the Metlakatla Mischiefs. Teresa McGilton, she's wearing number 20. She's a 5'6" junior.
Senior standing at 5'8",
wearing number 13. She's a 5'8" senior.
Making a return to the Mischiefs this year.
And rounding out the starters. And Kayla Nelson, she is a 5'4" junior. So that rounds out the starters for the Metlakatla Mischiefs. Monica Hayward, Taylor Nelson, Teresa McGilton, Kaylee Smith, and Faith Gray for the Metlakatla Mischiefs. And for the Haines Glacier Bears, starting for them is Libby Jacobson, Grace Jones, Cecilia Bauer, Kaylee Swinton, and Serena Badgley. And as I mentioned here, we got the Glacier Bears to our right. They're in their road uniforms, dark color. And to our left is the Metlakatla Mischiefs, and they're in white. All the fans are sitting on the far side. And Hanson is helping out Coach Elliott this year. And for the Metlakatla Mischiefs, Tim Shaw is still the coach. He was their coach last year, and he's being assisted by Joe Wetzel. So the Glacier Bears here ready to go, opening play of Region 5. Basketball going here. As I mentioned, this is opening play in Region 5 under the 2A division. Of course, we only have just the four teams in here, Craig and Wrangell, and neither one of those teams are playing each other tonight. They're playing other opportunities within the region to play before they match up here. I want to remind folks that our Haines boys and the Metlakatla boys will be playing tonight in the Haines and tomorrow night at 6:30, so you might want to take that ball game in. And while I'm talking about that, our Haines girls will play tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m., so you'll want to tune the radio on early on and take in that game as we have to catch the ferry out of here. All right, we got out for the Glacier Bears. Swinton will be out in the middle. She'll be jumping up against the McGilton. The tap goes up, controlled by the Glacier Bears. Jacobson gets it back over to Bauer's hands on the left-hand side. They come back, looks inside, alley-oop across to Swinton, puts up the shot a little bit short. Rebound comes down into the hands of Hayward, and she's quickly up the floor. She'll bring the ball up for them, but she gets the ball back into Smith's hands. Smith, it's almost knocked away by Swinton, but Smith's able to control it, reverses it back around to McGilton, back to Smith, on the dribble, goes right inside to Hayward on the baseline, nothing over, back to McGilton, she puts up the shot a little bit short, rebound comes down to Badgley, Badgley comes away with the rebound, she gets the hands and ball into the hands of Bauer quickly, and looks at the offense, zone defense by the Chiefs, Mischiefs right now, as they're sagging quite a bit back here, so the Glacier Bears need to move the ball around, get into their zone offense. Now they try to go back inside, but it's kicked out of bounds nicely as Smith got a foot on it, kicked it out of bounds. Going to be Glacier Bear basketball on their side. We're just beginning this first quarter of play. 7 minutes, 13 seconds. No one has scored yet. Glacier Bears have the basketball. Get the ball back into Bauer's hands out at the top, way beyond the three-point arc. Goes right-hand side to Swinton. Hold it high overhead. Looks inside. Takes one bounce pass across to Jacobson. Wants to go down the lane. Cut off nicely. Back to Swinton. Wants the baseline. Got it. She goes up underneath. Shot goes up by Grace Jones, but a little bit long. Rebound comes back down to the Chiefs. Mischiefs come back down, and Smith will handle the ball for the Mischiefs as they come down. Glacier Bears in a man-to-man defense. Goes to the left-hand side, gets it back into the hands of McGilton. McGilton keeps the dribble alive. Nice defense by Jacobson. Now they go back inside to Hayward. Stops. Can't do anything with it. She'll bring the ball back out to the top, and they'll set the offense. Smith will set it again. Way to the left-hand side. Swinton puts a little pressure on. They go left to McGilton. Holds it high overhead. Can't find anybody. Looks across as Gray came across, but they couldn't get the ball to her. Now they go to the baseline. Goes inside. Shots up off the back of the rim. Fight four underneath. Who comes up with it? Tied up. It's going to be a jump ball. Ball's going to go to the Mischiefs on their end under their basket. Nice hustle that time by Badgley. She got down there and was able to tie the gal up. McGilton calls the play for the Mischiefs. Slaps the ball, movement, go down and all alone. Took it too hard, though, as a shot put up there by Nelson. Nobody was around her, and she missed it, but Glacier Bears. Bauer comes down with the board for the Glacier Bears, and she'll bring the ball up. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Bauer gives up her dribble, goes left to Jacobson, eyes the basket. Now they go back inside to Jones. Wants to go there, but she's going to be called for the travel as Hayward came up, just kind of cut that lane off. So it's going to be Mischiefs ball. A little bit of pressure going to be applied by the Glacier Bears now. See what the Mischiefs do with it. Glacier Bears 2-2-1. A little bit of a press. Now we're to Bauer. On it goes. They go down. Knocked out of bounds by Grace Jones as they had it broken, but Grace just wasn't able to get her hand on it. Okay, far left-hand side is McGilton. Gets the ball back inside. Goes to Nelson. Nelson calls for it. Comes back out to Smith. Over to McGilton. Back to Smith again as they get the offense set on the right side. Glacier Bears, like I mentioned, in that man-to-man defense. They go left-hand side to McGilton. She holds the ball high over head, knocked away by Grace Jones. Grace is on the break all alone. She's up there, puts up the shot off the glass. No. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Nelson. Jones missed that one and had an easy bucket out of it, just wasn't able to get it to fall. A little bit of jitters, I think, here opening Region 5 basketball here for both of these teams. Smith down the center of the lane. Stoss puts up the shot a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Swinton. Swinton kicks the ball back out to Bauer. A little bit of nerves right now on both sides here for the girls. They'll get settled into it here in a moment. 5 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Bauer stops, goes right inside to Swinton. Back out to Bauer again. Looks left, looks right. Calls for the offense. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now she'll come left. Long three-pointer by Jacobson off the back of the iron, no good. Hayward comes down with it, gets it back into the hands of Smith. Smith will bring it up. She handles the ball for the Mischiefs. She's a freshman, so she's going to get a lot of playing time this year, and she does a nice job with the basketball. Swinton out at the top, goes left-hand side to McGilton. McGilton tries to go down the lane, puts up the shot off the back of the iron, no. Rebound comes down to Jacobson. She's on the dribble, hustling down the court right-hand side. Stops, going to kick the ball back out to Bauer. She looks inside, can't find anybody. Now she'll set the offense. Goes left head side to Jacobson. Jacobson takes a couple of dribbles back to Bauer. She goes down the lane, cut off nicely by the Mischiefs, however, and she had to bring the ball back out to Badgley. They go across to Swinton. There's going to be, let's see what it's going to be here. 3-0 hold, so the foul's going to be on Libby Jacobson. That'll be her first personal foul. 3-0. It's usually not Libby, but goes inside to Hayward. They go all the way down, and it's knocked out of bounds. The foul's on 30. That's Grace Jones, her first personal foul. Okay, looks like Measure Smith's off the bench quickly for the Glacier Bears here. McGilton inbound, and Measure Smith comes in. Jones will take a quick seat. She hasn't really had a chance to practice much. She's been down south with her folks and just got back. A little bit winded, I think. All right, looking, McGilton looks, finally gets the ball in, goes off of Smith, ends up in the hands of Bauer, but it's stolen by Smith. He kicks the ball back out, touch up and good. Nice play that time, and that's the first 2 points by Gray, but that was set up by Smith and a nice little pass across the lane. Bauer keeps the ball at the top. 3:45 to go here, first quarter of play. Glacier Bears have the basketball. Goes to Jacobson. Back out and almost knocked away. Now it is. Kicks the ball back out into the hands, and Sabrina Bradley comes up with it. It was all over the court there, and Serena was able to get there before everyone else. Bauer goes left, loses her dribble. She's knocked, goes inside to Jacobson. No, not. She forces up the shot, going to go out of bounds and off of one of the Mischiefs. Checking into the ballgame for the Mischiefs now is number 33. She's into the ballgame here. And stops, comes back out to the top. Nothing going, however. Badgley looks, can't find anybody. Now she goes off to Bauer. Bauer goes down the dribble, down the lane, knocked away, however. But the guy Swenton comes up with it. She wants to go inside, partially checked on the shot as up high went the ball and knocked out of bounds by a Glacier Bear, or by a Mischief. Glacier Bears have it right under their basket. Looking, Serena tries to go inside to Measuresmith. Turn around, puts up the shot a little too hard off the iron. Rebound comes back down into the hands, and quickly comes down the court. Guthrie, she stops, can't find anybody, however, as she'll bring the ball back out. She's out on the dribble now, and there's going to be a carry. It was pretty obvious on that one. 3 minutes to go here. Going to be Glacier Bear. Sabrina will inbound right here in front of me, right in front of the scorer's bench. She kicks the ball back inside to Bauer. Bauer looks. Now she'll go on the dribble, keeps it alive, reverses it back to Jacobson. Jacobson goes down the right lane, puts up the shot. Doesn't get the foul, however, but Badgley comes away with it, and it's knocked out of bounds off of the Mischief and goes out over by the Pep Band. And we got number 30 coming into the ball game. That'll be Malian. Milne checks into the ball game now for the Mischiefs. And Jacobson will inbound for the Glacier Bears under their basket. Long outlet pass, and Bauer runs it down. They're still back in that 2-3 zone defense, the Mischiefs are. Glacier Bears have yet to get their offense going on it. Comes out to Swenton, reverse back to Jacobson, takes the dribble all the way around to Bauer. She looks inside, wants to go to Measuresmith, knocked away. Badgley gets there, though, quickly. Ball's fought for, Badgley comes up with it. Right hand side to Swenton on the dribble. Stops. Can't find anybody. Reverses it back around to Jacobson. 2:25 to go here in the first quarter. Glacier Bears have the basketball but have not had a chance to score yet. Comes back out to Bauer. They go inside to Jacobson. Stops. Back to Bauer again. Way beyond the three-point arc. It'd be a pretty tough shot for her. Goes right hand side to Swenton at the baseline. Looks inside. There's going to be a whistle. And I think Jamie Measuresmith's standing in the lane too long. Bounces the ball. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. 2-2-1 press. They're coming down the court, and they overthrow the top, and it's almost stolen away. It is stolen away by Measuresmith as she was able to track it down, and she gets the ball back into Bauer's hands, and quickly down the court they come. Bauer, right-hand side. Can't find anybody. Looks like Smith is going to check into the ball game quickly. Long three-pointer off the front of the iron by Jacobson. No, rebound comes back down in the hands of McGilton. And she'll get the ball back in, and down the court they come. Left-hand side back to McGilton again. Long three-pointer on the way off the back of the iron. Rebound, Bauer. She'll keep the dribble. 1:33 to go here in the first quarter play. Bauer, and nobody stops her. She's going all the way to the hoop, and now she's going to be whistled for the offensive charge. I'm not quite sure on that one, but anyway, Cecilia's going to pick up the foul. Defense was set there. So she picks up her first personal foul, and checking into the ball game will be coming off the bench is Gross. Autumn will check into the ball game, and Measuresmith will take a seat. All right, full court pressure again being applied by the Glacier Bears, but Mischiefs break it easily all the way down to Hayward. She puts it up a little too short. Now there's going to be a foul on the play, reaching over the back as Hayward. She missed the little bunny underneath, and Serena got in there and blocked her out, and she went right over her back. So now they can get the ball back again. Glacier Bears bring the ball down the court. Cecilia Bauer will bring it up. Still only 2-0 is the score. 1:15 to go here. Goes right hand side to Swenton. She holds it higher, but looks inside. They cut down the lane. Nobody there, though, as the Mischiefs are playing good defense, keeping the ball from going down the center. Now they go inside to Swenton. Turns, stops, puts up the shot from six. No good. Rebound comes down to Autumn. Autumn still not able to get it. She had it two or three times as Autumn Gross was able to get the ball but not able to put it back in. And now quickly up the court come Melina, Jess Melina, and they beat the ball back across. Almost made the steal there, but Smith is able to get it for the Mischiefs as she hustles across the half-court line. That was knocked away nicely by Bauer, but just wasn't able to get the ball. Now they go back to McGilton. They go back inside to Hayward. Stops. Can't find anybody. Hot up and good. And that time on the baseline was Jess Miller, and she picks up her first 3 points of the ball game. This Chiefs lead 4-0 with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Left-hand side to Jacobson. Back to Bauer. Bauer goes down the lane. Puts up the shot from about six. Good. Cecilia finally gets the Glacier Bears on the board. 4-2. 10 seconds to go. Get the ball back into Smith. Smith looks down the court. Nobody there. She quickly comes down, loses control, kicks the ball up, puts it up off the front of the iron. No, gets a rebound back, but you can hear the buzzer in the background. So we're going to end this first quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears 2 points and the Metlakatla Mischiefs 4 points. We'll turn it back to KHNS Studios for 1 minute. Back in 1 minute. Bears against the Maine's opening play of Region 5 2A basketball here. A few nerves to start with, but I think the gals have finally settled in a little bit more. And we'll see if the Glacier Bears can take advantage as they come out this second quarter of play with the basketball. Badgley will be on the far side. She'll get the ball back into Bauer's hand. Bauer will bring it across. Mischiefs stay in that 2-3 zone defense. And so far, the Glacier Bears haven't been able to break it. Autumn Gross is in there. Badgley, Swinton, Jacobson, and Bauer. I'm stolen away by nicely that time as the ball went into the hands of Millen. She's all the way down, puts up the shot, and goes into Smith's hands, who bounces around, and it goes in the bucket. So Kaylee Smith gets her first 2 points of the basketball game. Quickly up off the bench for the Glacier Bears now. Checking into the ball game, it will be Jones. She'll come into the ball game. Glacier Bears turn the ball back over again. Quickly down the court comes Smith. It's almost tapped away. Nice defense back to Hayward, up and in. So Hayward was in the right spot. She got the easy bucket out of it, and that's her first 2 points. 8-2, Glacier Bears just let them have four quick points there. Bauer down the right-hand side, keeps the dribble alive now. Goes left-hand side to Jacobson. She's completely surrounded, no place to go with the basketball, goes out of bounds. She was lucky there because she was just completely surrounded. And then we have Destiny Court checking into the ball game. Looks like Gross is going to take a seat, and Badgley will come out for the Glacier Bears right now. All right. On the far side, Court looks, finally gets the ball back in to Jacobson. She looks, can't find anybody, goes to Jones. Jacobson shot from the baseline. In and out, no good, but the Court comes down with the ball, puts it up, doesn't go. Rebound into the hands of Smith. She kicks the ball across. All the way across, back into the hands of Lloyd. McGilton over to Smith, and good passing that time. Smith got the easy bucket out of it. They made about five passes and got themselves wide open, got the easy lay-in out of it. Bauer brings them on the left-hand side to Jacobson. She looks, can't find anybody, comes out to Bauer. Down the lane, stops, puts up the jumper about eight, a little bit short. Court comes away with the rebound back to Jacobson. She stops, fires up, and gets it. Libby Jacobson gets her first 2 points of the basketball, and Glacier Bears stay in that press. 10-4 is the score here, and 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Stop. Smith kicks the ball back over to Nelson. Nelson on the dribble. She goes all the way down to Hayward. Nobody picks her up. She's going to go to the hoop. Stops Jones. Good defense. Puts up the shot. Doesn't go, but there's going to be a foul on it. Gracie Hedder stopped, but just not able to do anything. So the foul's going to be on 30. That'll be Grace Jones. That'll be her second personal foul. Hayward got her deep underneath the bucket, made a move left, made a move right. Grace did a nice job, Jones did, of cutting her off of both sides, but then when she put the ball over her head, she slapped her on the arm. So the first free throw is in the ball game for Monica Hayward. She has 2 points so far tonight. Bounces it a couple of times. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. First one is good, so she picks up another one from the free throw line. That's her third point of the ball game. Extends the lead 11-4 right now for the Mischiefs as they've come out and scored a couple quick buckets right out of the beginning of the second quarter of action here. Hayward with the basketball, bounces a couple more times. She takes her time up there. You've got a full 10 seconds to put up the shot. On its way, rolls around and drops. So she picks up two from the free throw line. She's got 4 points so far this evening. Bauer brings it back up court. goes right-hand side. They cut her off. Reverses back to Jacobson. Three-pointer on the way off the back of the glass. No good. Rebound comes back down to Guthrie's hand. Guthrie quick gets the ball back into Smith. Smith's the one who handles the basketball for the Mischiefs. All right, so what we've got here is we've got the Mischiefs. They want a timeout to talk it over here. Looks like it's going to be a full timeout, a one-minute timeout. So what I'm going to do is turn it back to KHNS Radio, and I'll be back in about 1 minute. And welcome back to Glacier Bear Basketball. Here we're at Metlakatla. Metlakatla Mischiefs lead by a score of 12-4 right now. Glacier Bears had two or three really good opportunities here, just wasn't able to get them to drop. And the Mischiefs have taken advantage of four steals, and that's how they've gotten eight of their points by taking the ball away. They're playing a real tough 2-3 zone defense. Glacier Bears are having a hard time getting the ball inside at all. All right, Mischiefs with the ball far side. Smith. Out at the top. Looks like Swinton's going to put a little pressure on. Glacier Bears are in their man-to-man defense. Smith goes left-hand side. Gives the ball up now. As they come back inside, now there's going to be a jump ball. It's basically what happened is Milne and Grace Jones were there, and they just held the ball, so Grace just grabbed a hold of it, tied her up. Glacier Bears forced the turnover, but the ball goes on alternating possessions back to the Mischiefs. Nice play by Grace Jones that time, though, as she figured, well, might as well tie her up. All right, Smith out at the top, left, right dribble, down the center of the lane, stops, puts up the shot off the front of the iron, no, rebound comes down nicely in the hands of Jones. She'll get the ball back over to Bauer, and Bauer will bring it up across the half-court line. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter of play. Bauer down the lane, puts up the shot, left-handed, no, a little bit short, but fight for it underneath, and Hayward comes up with it. She's on the dribble, looking ahead, can't find anybody, stops now, she kicks the ball across. Knocked out by a good hustle by Grace Jones as she came down, as she had Guthrie down there low on the block and was just waiting, but Jones knocked it out of bounds. Mischiefs will inbound on the far side. McGilton slaps the ball. Movement underneath. Looks. Oh, nice pass underneath. An easy bucket out of it as he came around the corner, and Millen just picked it up as nobody was around her as she screened off easy and got the easy bucket out of it. 10-point lead by the Mischiefs right now. Coming up off the bench will be Messerschmidt. As soon as she gets an opportunity, she'll get into the ball game. Bauer out at the top. Kicks the ball around. Keeps the dribble alive, just barely, however. Stops. Kicks the ball inside the court. She puts it up in and out. No rebound. Swinton. Let's see what the foul is going to be as two gals were going for it. And looks like it's going to be on Swinton going over the back on there. That's a tough call as Kaylee really didn't. I mean, she was a lot taller, and I don't think she really actually touched her, but in my opinion, anyways. All right, McGilton, full court pressure, 2-2-1, zone press. Girls are looking around. They break it across easily. As McGilton goes down the lane, they try to go inside. Mulaney puts it up, and Jesse gets easy bucket out of it as they broke that pressure. That press pretty easy on that with about three passes, and they did it. So now the Glacier Bears want to talk it over here a little bit as Coach Elliott calls a quick 30-second timeout here to talk things over here. They just need to get settled down a little bit. Glacier Bears turning the ball back over, and Mischiefs always have been good at making steals, and then when they go to the hoop, two or three passes, and they get an easy bucket out of it, and that's exactly what they're doing. Glacier Bears playing that 2-2-1 press, and what happens is once they make that first press to the center of the court, you got two gals from Metlakatla streaking down the left side and the right side, and there's only one player back there playing defense, and so it's a pretty tough go. Gracie Jones got back the one time, was able to knock the ball away, and that's what you got to do. As soon as it goes by, you've got to turn and hustle right back, because you know where the basketball is going. You just got to get back there. Glacier Bears come out of it. They'll take it here right in front of the scorer's bench. As Destiny will have it, she gets it back in to Bauer. Bauer handles the basketball for the Glacier Bears. Goes left-hand side to Jacobson. Libby goes over inside to Gower. She looks down inside, back to Bauer. Now they go to Messerschmidt at the ball. Marcy backed away as Messerschmidt turned around, but the hands by Smith knocked it back down. Comes back out to Smith at the top. That was a good play that time. They got the shot, just wasn't able to connect on it. Smith, left-hand side to Guthrie, looking across the cutters, not there. Now she'll go to the baseline and goes off the hands of just Milne and out of bounds. So Glacier Bears force a turnover. Now they just need to take advantage. 3:45 to go here in first half of play. Bauer goes left again to Jacobson. Libby goes all the way on the baseline, comes back out to Libby. Not there now as the defense falls down, but Bauer loses her dribble. Now they come across court to Swenton. She looks inside, stops, nothing there, kicks the ball back out to Bauer. Back to Swenton, right-hand side on the baseline. Takes one dribble, tries to go to the baseline. Stolen away over by McGilton as she stepped in front and made the steal. Long down court pass. And a nice hustle by Guthrie as she was able to corral that one and bring it back out, and they'll set the offense. Smith sets the offense way out of top, almost at the half-court line. Swenton drops back, however. No reason to go out there. She kicks the ball back out to Bauer. Bauer makes the steal on the dribble, left-hand side. Puts it up a little bit short. Doesn't go. Rebound fought for underneath. Court comes up with it. Jacobson, and they try to go inside to Swenton, cutting across the lane, but it was a little bit too high for her to get. Coming off the bench now will be Wing. She's going to check into the ball game for Swenton real quick. So she'll be in the ball game for the first time here. And now they're setting it up here. Olivia finally figures out who she's supposed to be guarding. Now she gets it. It's almost knocked away by Messerschmidt. And it is knocked away by Messerschmidt. It goes off of her hand and then off of Smith's hand. So the Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball back. Nice hustle that time by Jamie as she got over there and got a hand on it and was able to force the turnover. Ball comes back inside to Bauer, all the way around to Wing, back to Bauer. Jacobson now has moved to the right-hand side at the wing. Now there's going to be another three-second call, as I think it had to be Jamie. She was the only one there as Messerschmidt was down on the block. Okay, checking back into the game will be Monica Hayward for the Mischiefs. Still the full court pressure. They changed it up a little bit. It's a man-to-man full court pressure right now. Guthrie on the dribble. Goes all the way by Wing. Kicks the ball underneath. Hayward up, and she misses the easy bunny. Fought for underneath. Nice board that time by Desiree as she was able to glare that thing in and get it back. Bauer, left-hand side. Nobody picks her up. Takes the shot. No. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Nelson. She'll keep the dribble and bring it across the half-court line. Gets it across. Man-to-man defense by the Glacier Bears. She reverses it, comes back left-hand side to McGilton. She holds the ball high over her head, cutting down the lane, and all alone is Milne, up and in. Jess Milne coming off a double screen. She's got 8 of the 18 points of the Mischiefs. Glacier Bears still only have the 4, 2 minutes to go here in this first half of play. Down the right-hand side goes Bauer, all the way to the baseline. Kicks it across, doesn't go. Knocked away, though, as the hands were up by the Mischiefs and was able to knock it away, and Nelson comes up with it for the Mischiefs. She's on the dribble across the half-court line. Keeps it alive out at the top. Left, right. Badgley will be checking in the next opportunity, and Nelson threw the ball right between the feet of McGilton and goes out of bounds, so Serena Badgley will get back into the ball game for the Glacier Bears, and looks like Celia Bauer's going to take a seat. She's been doing a lot of work and handling the basketball, putting good defense on, so she needs a bit of a break. 1:33 to go. They go left-hand side to Gord. Back inside to Messerschmidt. Puts it up. No, doesn't go off the back of the board. Fought for underneath. Hayward comes up with it, and they balling the ball back out slowly as Nelson. 1:20 to go here in the first half of play. Nelson. Dribble on the top. Serena Badgley puts a little bit of pressure on, but she's way beyond the three-point arc. They go right-hand side to Guthrie. Guthrie tries to go around the wing. Stops, puts up the shot, up and in. So Guthrie, she just gets the inside position. And of course, she's about 5 inches taller, too, so that didn't hurt. Libby Jacobs handled the basketball for the Glacier Bears. Goes to Badgley, right-hand side, back out to the top to Wing. Wing keeps the dribble alive. Still that 2-3 zone defense by the Mischiefs. 45 seconds to go here in the first half of play. Libby turns around, wants the shot. Going to be a foul. Libby Turn faced her. There really wasn't anybody there, so she got ready to put up the shot, and then Gray got a hand in there. And a foul, actually, she was called. They called Libby Jacobs for a shove on it. That's what it was, underneath to get position. So Libby's going to pick up her first personal foul, and that must have happened before the other foul. All right, they go back inside. Out at the top, nothing going, however, as Nelson gets the ball back into the hands of Guthrie. Guthrie goes down the center lane, back to Nelson. She goes back inside to Hayward, knocked away by Messerschmidt. Back to Nelson all the way around, and they go left-hand side to Milne. She'll bring it back out. Milne gets the ball back out to the top. 20 seconds to go here in the first half of play. They're going to set it up. Nelson on the dribble at the top. Looks up at the clock. 15 seconds to go. Goes right-hand side. Three-pointer on the way off the funny iron. No. Messerschmidt comes down with it. Shot was put up by Guthrie, but Messerschmidt's got it. Quickly down the floor come the Glacier Bears. Jacobson, she kicks the ball down. She wants the shot. Puts it up. 4 seconds, 3 seconds down, and you can hear the buzzer in the background as the Glacier Bears not able to get that last shot to go. So what we're going to do is we're going to end this first half of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears coming away with 4 points in that first half, while the Metlakatla Mischief Gals come away with 20 points. What I'm going to do is I'll turn it back to the studios there at KHNS for about 8 minutes, and then I'll come back and recap the first half and then bring you second half action. So KHNS, I'll be back in about 8 minutes.